Kathy Campbell, how are you?
Why, hello, Alex Cox. I am here, and I am current, and I am alive, and all is well.
Oh, that sounds like everything's really bad, and that's the only good thing you can say.
I am just really tired, and my period started yesterday for the first time.
No.
Well, no, I had one about a month after I gave birth, and now I have another one. But this one is super fun, crampy, so that's nice.
Oh, boy. I'm very sorry. Do you ever get do you get food cravings? Since this is a Thanksgiving food fest time of year, is this like good or bad for you?
I don't really get specific food cravings. Kind of like when I was pregnant, I never was just like, oh my gosh, I only want to eat pickles. But I do get like maybe a sensation of food feeling. So like I want something cozy, or I want something easy, or I want something like a category. Like I want something salty or whatever, but not really anything, oh my goodness, I absolutely need pizza or I'm going to die type of a feeling. What about you?
It's not so much a specific thing, although, you know, with the disclaimer of I have never been pregnant, but I think I could be given a salt block and be happy. Just like
just lick it
and just put the salt in my body, because it is a it's just salty things. Like, it doesn't even, I don't know. And it's funny too, because it's almost like it's actual sodium. So like if I have no food, but there is a Diet Coke available, there's 40 milligrams of sodium in there, which, you know, isn't a ton, but it's enough for my ovaries to kind of calm their tits or their over, or I don't know. Calm their egg sacs?
Yeah, we'll go. Calm their ovums.
Oh, that's very good. Do you have any Thanksgiving plans?
I do, and I'm super excited. I get to spend the weekend with the baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
So is this going to be like a multi-family Thanksgiving thing, or is it just you and parents and baby?
So it's going to be me and parents and baby, and Avi, and Ryan's coming too. And then we have the baby's father's parents, and some family friends, a variety of them. I'm not sure exactly how many. But we are the only ones that are staying there. So it's not like a huge house party necessarily. It's going to, I think she said there was like 12 people. Just enough, and there's a six-year-old little boy coming, so Avi will have someone to play with when she's not playing with the baby, which will be fun.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, when I told her she is going to get to sit at the kids' table with the baby too, oh my goodness, you would have thought it was Christmas.
I would kill to sit at the kids' table.
Right?
I feel like, oh man, I miss those days. Although, what's awesome? Oh, I haven't told you. I'm doing the stupid, not stupid. It's working for a lot of people. The keto diet thing.
Oh, awesome!
And it's because, and obviously, I love bread. But people misunderstand. I am a bread enthusiast. I want the best fucking bread ever. Like, I'm not just going to put some Wonder Bread buttermilk shit into my mouth. No. This needs to be artisanal sourdough that's, like, absolutely perfect. So I'm quite a bread critic. And what's great about keto is, honestly, how I've been eating vegetables since my adult life of just like, oh God, just shove them down. Oh God, I hate them. And then I enjoy plain ass chicken and plain ass almonds and peanuts. And that's kind of all I've been eating. And it's awesome because I can say, oh yeah, I'm doing this cool trendy diet. When really, I'm just eating my plain ass basic food and I love it.
I approve wholeheartedly of the Alex diet. Or would it be, let's see. I feel like the Cox diet might be fun.
It honestly, it's basically keto, but with right. fancy ass bread at some point.
Just a dash of fancy bread. Like for your cheat days, quote unquote mm-hmm. cheat days, you just toss in some fancy bread.
Like I don't miss the beer. I don't drink beer. I don't drink like coffee. I don't even know what has carbs in it. You are supposed to apparently up your sodium, which, so you know, lots of water and Diet Coke. Really nothing has changed other than I don't have an English muffin when I go out to breakfast with Maddie once a week.
I love that. I'm so glad.
Thank you. I love that finally a trendy diet is literally just like, yeah, eat. Oh, I miss fruit a little bit. I'm a big apple person. Anyway.
In the reason, so many ways.
It's so true. The reason I bring this up is because it is American Thanksgiving soonish. Yay! Yeah. Are you a big food person on the turkey day?
So our normal holiday celebration event extravaganza takes place at my parents' house because they love hosting, they love cooking, they love celebrating everything. And so it's always fantastic and amazing and yet still manages to be low key. So there's not major like stress. Like, oh my goodness, the turkey has to be perfect. The placemats have to be perfect, et cetera, et cetera. And so we end up going over and just having a day where we spend time together as a family. We're able, you know, we'll start with wine at 11 o'clock and usually dessert because, of course, it's very important to eat dessert first. And then about 2 o'clock, we sit down for dinner with my grandmother's and great grandmother's china and silver, and have usually name tags created by Avi. Every year she does something different, which is very wonderful. And then after we eat, we do dishes and sit and talk or play games, usually play games. And then we have second dessert with coffee, and then we all go home. And so we spend, you know, most of the day together just kind of hanging out. And that's why it's my favorite holiday, because there's, in at least in my life and house, there's no obligation of making sure you have the right present or you've brought enough for everybody type of a thing. You just come and enjoy. And some of my favorite memories of holidays were Thanksgiving. We had one where it was more of a Friendsgiving because my parents were off on an anniversary trip somewhere. And we ended up hosting at their house still because they had the most space and all of the stuff that you need to make Thanksgiving. And we had a bunch of friends over, and one of Matt's friends, who was a Jehovah's Witness growing up, had never been to Thanksgiving before. And so we were like, okay, can you bring the bread? Now, looking back, I figured we probably should have been a little bit more specific, but he was so sweet, and he brought an entire loaf of French bread for every person that was going to be there.
Oh.
And it was the sweetest, kindest, most giving thing. Like, it just, like, broke my heart. It was so, like, perfect. It was perfect. And we just, you know, have so many happy, good memories. And I'm so blessed that our family is as close and it's as amazing as that is. Because I realize and I understand that for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is their least favorite holiday because of family drama.
Yep.
And that always just makes my heart hurt a little bit.
Well, it super warms my heart, though, to hear those stories like that. Like, oh my God, the French bread. Oh, it's so cute. And I try to, you know, and obviously there's so much baggage involved with Thanksgiving, the history of it, let alone, you know, the emotional family baggage. And I think Thanksgiving is harder for, I should preface this with Thanksgiving now is way less stressful than when I was a kid, because with Christmas, you have the distraction of presents and, like, I mean, just all of the festivities and decorations and stuff. So it was kind of like, oh yeah, this quiet gay kid. Oh, look at over here. Ignore the black sheep of the family. Look at it. Look at over here. It's fine. And Thanksgiving was always done with my dad's side of the family, where we had to dress up, and it was not a good time.
Yeah.
Whereas now, it's kind of like this is terrible. Most of my dad's family has moved out of the state, whereas, you know, my mom's side of my family, we're all very Chicago, like hardcore obnoxious Chicagoans. So now we kind of give no fucks, and it's like super duper chill, and it's a similar thing of where we just kind of, everybody brings stuff, and some people can come and some people can't depending on the year, and there's no drama. But then there's, when you get married, there's the whole, you know, other side situation. And when your spouse is trans, and some of their family knows and some don't, and it feels like, and this is not me complaining, like, it is
no,
yeah,
of course not.
It's just, it's like that juggling act all over again of, like, where we literally are putting together, like, albums of stuff we've done this year to be like, hey, it's like, oh yes, this distraction, look at this
shiny,
this is not the trans you are looking for. Luckily now, hopefully it'll be easier this year, but I mean, it's also kind of, actually, to make things more sad, in the queer community in Chicago, there's a lot less, there are fewer people giving resources for pre-Thanksgiving, so a lot of folks need to have a Friendsgiving, or they might have a hard time finding a Friendsgiving, and they've been ostracized from their family, and it's like, well, there's not as much to do, because most people do the majority of their donating during the holidays after Black Friday, because it just makes sense. Like, this isn't like a plague on society because they are not donating at the exact right time.
Right.
It just sucks. But I'm sort of trying to focus my energy this year on how many people I've seen having creative and interesting holidays that they've like hacked American Thanksgiving, which I love. And it's kind of, I've been complaining about all the Thanksgivings I have to go to, but I'm like, oh, as Merlin Mann would say, shut your dirty whore mouth, because there are enough people in your life that you can go to multiple places to eat food. Like,
Yes.
Shut up, Alex. Deal.
Yeah. And
I also get to practice the early goodbye. And
yay.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Congratulations.
I know. And congratulations on being able to celebrate your favorite holiday in the way you choose. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'm so excited that Ryan wants to try and go out, that we're going have the whole weekend there, because I can just take my laptop and I can work from there and it's not a big deal. And I get started in the busy season because very soon, you know, December is so full all the time. Even when I wasn't volunteering at Santa House, it's always full. There's always things to do and places to go and people to see. And there's that stress and that obligation of I have to celebrate the season with every single friend because you don't want them to whatever, or someone always wants it's very, and don't get me wrong, I love it. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love celebrating the season and gift giving and food and presents and all of that. And yet it's always so exhausting.
It's this strange thing where I love the commoditization of Christmas because, again, honestly, I love that we have a secular holiday that kind of shuts down the world the Western world. And again, there's so many difficult things, and there are people who just get so stressed out and so horrified. But again, it's like, oh, I'm stressed out because I'm making all of these plans to see these people I deeply care about, and not everybody can do that. Yeah. And also, not everybody knows about Cyber Monday, which I wish everybody did, because oh boy, are you a Black Friday person?
Sometimes. I am definitely not the get up out of bed at god-awful hours of the morning to go to a store and commodify and watch all these terrible people ruin retail people's lives for the day. 'Cause I've been those retail people, and it's heartbreakingly horrible. And I can't, yeah. I have the hardest time witnessing it, because guess what? Sometimes people are terrible. So I don't know bad. If you know this.
Shocker.
Yeah. But I'll troll around online and see what is there. However, I do a lot of my shopping throughout the year. If I see something that's perfect for someone. So most of my family is done.
Oh, hot damn.
Yeah. I just need to get something for my mom, but she's always so hard to shop for. Oh, no. Oh, nope. I'm good. We're good. I just need to order that. She doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can tell you. Anyways, but she needs a new phone case for her phone, and she wants one that has a picture of Avi on it. So I get to pick one of those and order it for her, and it'll be perfect.
Yeah. Oh my god. Man. God, I love Christmas.
I know. And I'm still working on yours. I have your idea. But I haven't. Yeah. Don't. You love Christmas. You said it. Guess what? That means you got to receive stuff too.
I know. I am like you. Well, I don't shop throughout the whole year, but I... you know, Amazon, I've got that private Amazon wish list going like right away.
Yeah.
Like December 26th. I'm like, you know what? I got this thing. I know who's going to like this next year. And it's, I actually find gift giving incredibly difficult in the not it, like it's a challenge, which I challenge.
Sorry,
accent. Good I'm Lord. Sorry. No. I know. I got my to. Accent.
I love so it. Weird. I love it so much.
I'm so like it's such a challenge in a good and interesting way where yeah. I really need to examine my relationship with people and try to think about what would be not like super meaningful, not like here is a chest
the
that
perfect
will
present
hold. yeah it's I don't get that precious about it, like for example my brothers, they actually genuinely like it when they get Steam gift cards or something, but yeah. the way that we sort of like I will get them specifically, like I try to remember or rather the way that we keep in touch, we talk about what video games we're playing, and you know, said video games might be on Xbox or they might be on Steam or they might be on PS4, and then it's just kind of like, sure, it's just a gift card, but then we sort of talk about like we download stuff the same day, and I don't know. Yeah. And for some people it's like this bespoke and weird enamel pin, but yeah, it's just kind of an evaluation of the people in my life.
Yes.
And yeah, I
like I love it. That I for example I got my dad, and he already opens it, not that he listens to this podcast either. But he already got it for him, and I got a GPS tracker for his dog because she's a little ninja, and I got tired of chasing, going up to their house to help him try and find her, and so I got the GPS tracker so that he can just follow the tracker and find her and not call me.
Oh, that's... that sounds scary, but it seems like it's so frequent that it's more inconvenient than scary.
Yes, yeah, it's because she's smart enough. She ends up staying in the block, so she doesn't cross a street. Mm-hmm. But she's so little that she can get into people's backyards and like in and amongst the tree areas. And they live on like a hill, and it's I don't like Dad walking up and down it. You know, he just had his second knee surgery again, like a couple like weeks ago. For this year he's had back and both his knees done. So like,
oh damn, what an awesome cyborg.
Yeah, I'm right.
I know that probably isn't the right
no, it's good because it was really bad this time last year. He looked like a candy cane because he was bent over so much because his back was so bad, and it took the insurance company like 5 months to actually approve his surgery.
Oh, fuck which, that.
Yeah, no.
10 ways from Friday.
So, yeah, it's piss. But that just means that he beat his deductible super easy, so he was able to get buy one knee replacement, get the other one free.
That's amazing.
So he managed to get both of them at separate times, of course, because it would be stupid to get both of them done at once. But yeah, it all worked out.
I mean, speaking of surgeries that are used to be very scary and dangerous, I am so for getting all of my body parts replaced when necessary. and I know this is like super on brand, but seeing the stubborn, like, luckily, my grandparents are super down with, like, my grandpa has had, like, everything replaced except for his heart, knock on wood, but, like, his knees, his hip, like, has his spine rearranged. And he recognizes that it's because he worked so hard when he was younger and they didn't have, like, physical therapy and didn't know how to, you know, take care of himself. And that's, God, and like I've always admired them for that. And my grandma, she was like, "Oh, eye laser surgery? Fuck yeah!" Except
let's get it all.
Yeah, they're like literally when this was maybe like the early 70s, I don't know, whenever like the science of like, oh yeah, smoking real bad, they were like, oh okay, nope, not for me, and they just stopped fucking cold turkey.
That's amazing,
right? And like the crazy willpower they have, I'm like, oh god, you're awesome. And then my idiot dad, who when he turned 50 and he had needed a knee replacement since he was like 45 and was like, no. But the same with him, like he didn't play Division I basketball. It was like the basketball where you sort of get a scholarship, but you're not like, it's not like stadium like craziness.
Yeah.
And it's like, dad, you were just incredibly active as a youth and you're still incredibly active now, like just fucking suck it up so you can go enjoy golfing again. And then he finally did and was like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
that sounds like the exact same conversation I had with my father for the last 10 years waiting for him to get his knees done. Like, he's needed to get them done forever, and he waited. Mm-hmm. But that's fine, it's fine. The problem is he's still having some healing issues with the second ones. They think he might be I don't know, it was almost as if he was having an allergic reaction to the metal that was put in there.
Sucks.
Yeah. Oof. But it seems to be getting better, although he was an idiot and did not pack his knee brace when they went to Hawaii and called me to have it shipped to him, to which I was like, okay, first off, what
that's
if
the most dad thing ever.
Right. And I was like, well, why didn't you pack it? And I could hear mom in the background. See, I told you. He's like, yeah. You sound like your mom. I was like, okay, so it's expensive to ship to Hawaii. And it takes some time. Why don't you go see if you can get a different one? Because it's not like it's a fancy, smancy, like, custom-sized or anything. It's just...
Oh, so it's like a Walgreens, like, yeah. Still expensive, but, you know, like when you would get at a drugstore.
Yes, exactly. Oh, like, okay. The type that he needed for this, because he just needed a little extra support.
That makes it even more dad-like. That would be like my dad being like, can you mail my phone charger? Like,
yes. It's so true. And so I was like, why don't you just go see if you can find a knee brace? And he's like, okay, fine. And then when I talked to him the next day, I was like, so, did you get a knee brace? Yeah. Does your knee feel better? Yeah. Oh, I love my dad so much. He's the best. He's so, I'm ready for him to be completely healed from it so that it stops hurting. Then it'll be good.
I mean, actually, one thing that my grandparents and parents are both guilty of, and me in turn also become guilty of, is when we have any sort of medical procedure done, it's like, you know, stay in bed, rest, take it slow. And then it's like, oh, man, I'm definitely feeling better. Oh, I healed so fast. And then it's like, kill me now, please.
Yeah. The whole faking that you're feeling, yep, I'm all healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, really? Yeah.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is I don't think it is even stubbornness at the... Well, my grandpa's a stubborn ass, but a delightful stubborn ass. But, and maybe it started with him, but I truly think that the rest of the people in the family, like, we trick ourselves into thinking that we're fine. Like, much like most people do with mental illnesses as well. Mm. It's almost like mental health is just as important as physical health.
What? Oh, yeah. It's my dad's the worst at it. And it's so hard. It's so hard to see how my brother reacts to it. Because my brother has so many issues related to his disability that, like, he gets so mad at my dad when he pushes himself so hard, because he then hurts and it takes a while to recover. And my brother's sitting here like, you idiot, at least you get to recover. Mm-hmm. And there's just, it hurts his heart. And mm-hmm. it's rough to see both of them go through that. Yeah. And I hate it. I hate it so much. I wish I could fix everybody.
I know. And it's kind of the thing of like, Maddie never wants to go to the doctor. And it's like, oh, he's like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, listen, you're going to end up getting, you know, like pneumonia. Like, hey, remember when I literally got walking pneumonia? We have health insurance. Think of all the people who don't have health insurance and how many people you could accidentally get sick who don't have health insurance. And I'm trying to sort of like take that approach whenever I do something that's incredibly privileged, reminding myself, oh God, it sounds shitty to say, like, not that I'm doing this for other people, but
no, there's a, and okay, here's
like how flu shots are for other people. That is, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And here's the thing too, is that is a part of your personality too, where like, if somebody else needs something, by golly, you'll go and do it. Like, you'll help and love and support on them, but it's harder to do something for yourself. Whereas I am the same
what
way.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Don't know. But yeah, like, it's easier if you think about something. This is not for me. I'm not taking this time to take care of myself necessarily, but think of all the other people I get to help too.
I think that's why I also like Christmas so much, because it's not weird to be generous around Christmas. I sound like such a fucking
you do not
saint right now. Like, oh, I get to be nice to, like, I, oh God, I feel like I let my guard down during Christmas and act more human and more warm, because it's like, oh, peer pressure. Everyone else is doing it. Might as well. And
it's easier to acknowledge, and you're not going to get looked down on for like gift giving or like just the generosity of spirit. People aren't as so much going to turn around and say, what do you want?
Yeah, I think, and like, extravagance isn't looked down upon as much. I remember when, I mean, one of the, we can, should definitely get into this, but one of the best Christmases I ever, there were two, and one involved a lot of very expensive game systems that were like, people know that my parents are well off and I grew up well off, and but just having basically a LAN party with all of my siblings was, it was like,
that sounds
all my
incredible
cousins, like, it was like, we had like Xboxes and like in GameCube, and it was just, it sound, I'm trying to make this sound not shitty, but like, pivoting from that, the exact, we had the exact same feeling when we got like a bunch of board games one year.
Yeah.
And we were all like, oh, fuck yeah. And it's, I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel less like a jackass. Speaking of jackass, Jackbox Games, we played at one of my family fake Thanksgivings like 2 weeks ago. And I feel like less of a douche being like, let's all play this video game that I have the beta for. Ooh. Ooh. And then, yeah, I'm so fancy. I'm friends with these people. And I don't know. I feel like none of it's falling apart the more I talk about it, but
I
Christmas. Yeah.
Which is awesome. Oh, gosh, I remember, I think the first Christmas after Avi was born, so she was almost a year old. Was that when the Wii came out?
What year? Oh, it's been a while. It's been almost 10 years?
Okay, so I might have been pregnant.
No, it's 8 years. Yeah, yeah.
8 years?
I think so.
Okay, so she was almost one. So yeah, it was the first year that she, because I remember my dad was obsessed with getting a Wii. Like, obsessed, to the point where he went the day before Christmas because Fred Meyer's or something had one. And we spent all day, Christmas Day, playing that game. And it was incredible. Oh. We played every game that you could think of. And I just remember how much fun that was. Because it was so much fun. And it wasn't the game system. We weren't talking about, you know, oh, look at these great graphics. Look at the bitrate, numbers. It was the fact that we were playing it together. And that is what really means a lot, which is why, like, so I always buy Ryan's present to myself. Because he can't get out and do things. Mm-hmm. He does work with Avi to have them get something for me. Usually my mom helps. But for this year, I got two extra things for the Switch. So like this weekend, we can play Mario Kart with four players.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. But yeah, it's all about... like that time together, because that's what's important. And as cheesy and terrible as that is, that's why I love the holidays, is getting to see the faces of people that you love when they open a present that you spent time and money and energy to get for them, and mm-hmm. see how much they enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the past few episodes we've done have just been like a manic spree of both good and bad emotions.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, I I'm also coming to sort of realize that, I mean, my brothers and I, it's going to take a lot for all of us to, you know, it took a lot for my parents to get us all in the same room and not, like, murder each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that, I mean, it probably would have been like a stick with the stereotype where you like roll a circle with a stick. God, that sounds so fun too.
The hoop.
Yeah, like the hoop, and then
yeah,
you
go hooping.
Yeah. Wait, is this the thing that still happens?
No, I mean there. To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if it was.
I was going to say, if it's anywhere, it is Portland.
It's definitely going to be Portland. Probably the Unipiper hoops.
Wait, what's that?
You don't know what the Unipiper is?
No.
It's a gentleman who rides around on one of the gigantic unicycles
mm-hmm.
in a kilt while he plays bagpipes. Usually flaming.
Like in the gay way or the literal?
No, like literal fire. Like actual fire coming.
Oh my God.
It's just as amazing as you can imagine.
Oh my God. How is this legal?
Because it's Portland. I think he has a permit for the fire, and it's not always fire. Like, it's not always on fire. But, yeah, he likes... There's a gif, if you look up, like, where he's piping by one of the murals that say, "Keep Portland Weird," which is just as perfect as you can imagine it to be.
Fire piping, keep Portland weird. Yes, I have a permit for my...
Oh, it's like the God. Naked Cowboy in New York.
Oh my God. Oh, wait. Oh my God. I'm not just seeing a flaming unicycle man. I'm also seeing a flaming man. He's on a ball with bagpipes. I'm going to try to... Guy plays flaming bagpipes in diaper. What a city.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh boy, I'm delighted. Oh, this is impressive. If you just open, I sent you a super secret message, and there is a man in a diaper, just so well composed.
Yes.
He's jumping on a, he's playing bagpipes on a. Okay, this man has quite a strong core. Bravo, sir.
Really talented. Like the fact, forget the fact that, you know, he's wearing a diaper, and forget the fact that like he does what he does. He's extremely talented.
Oh, is this the same guy? Oh, it's the same guy, I think. Because I see another man. Well, I mean, there's a man wearing a kilt on a there's all videos and no images. I apologize. But this is a man dressed in a Santa. His torso and face are Santa with a Darth Vader mask and a lightsaber. And then a kilt and standing on what appears to be a Death Star balance ball.
Because, of course.
I mean, really? Bravo.
Yeah. No, it's the same person.
I have a permit for this lightsaber.
My lightsaber is permitted.
Kathy Campbell, where can people find you on the internet?
Mrs. Soup on the social medias and KathyCampbell.com are the best locations to find me, I think. What about you, Cax?
Well, you can find me lurking on your website by your book and just digitally shoving it into people's mouths. And we should do a deep dive of that after maybe not even after the holidays, but we should. I want to do a deep dive of, because it's spoilers. The book is very good. So good that I'm whispering into my microphone and my phone dropped and I'm really afraid to see if it's broken, but that's okay because the book is so good. But you can find all of my crap at Alex Cox, spelled COX, not the other way, on Twitter. And I will say that I might have plugged this last week, but I forgot that it wasn't coming out until this week. Now there will be a Roboism episode published, if you're listening to this, all about like solar punk and sustainable infrastructure. And Trin Garitano of Friendshipping and Kickstarter came on, and it's just one of my favorite things that I've done in a while. So I'm plugging that.
Yes, good, because I was very disappointed that it wasn't there yet.
Yeah, it's weird because we're like technically a fortnightly show, but sometimes I just want to put something out.
Yeah.
And I never know what's okay and what's not. I'm like, I break all the.
Just
I'm a
do
podcast
it.
Bad boy.
What?
I just... Sorry, Stephen. Sorry, Mike. Please don't take away our bandwidth.
Ooh, speaking of Stephen and Mike, I have to tell you about this dream I had last night that involved Quinn's wedding, which she's not engaged or getting married, but apparently my brain just needed to talk to Quinn. But apparently there was a poetry reading at the beginning of the wedding, and then dear friends of our lives, Stephen Hackett, Mike Hurley, Brad Dowdy, and Jason Snell all came out in cheerleader costumes and did a cheer. And it was delightful. My brain is weird.
Wait, what? Wait.
I had a dream that the four of them were cheerleaders at Quinn's wedding.
My brain just broke in so many different ways. That I that's an image that's gonna stay in my head for a while. Oh no. Things I forget. I always forget.
Usually you run away screaming.
Oh, Yeah. Well, Kathy Campbell, I love you very much, and I'm so glad. Thank you for being, as always, so flexible with your timing, especially with the holidays happening.
You're welcome.
Traveling tomorrow.
I love you dearly, and I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. Even though this comes out after Thanksgiving, I don't care. I'm going to talk in present now as opposed to pretending we're in the future with it being in the past, because that's how I want to do this. So, meh.
I do like how you came out with that, like I enjoy pretending to be.
Oh, no. I not in the enjoyment of you, but that's what people do on podcasts.
Listeners. No, yeah. You're right. That's I do find that funny. Like I said, we're talking on a Tuesday. Wait,
it's Tuesday.
and Roboism's already out, and most people have already enjoyed it. Y'all need to get on that train. Come on, slacking.
Uh-huh. Let's
go. All right, I love you, Kathy Campbell.
I love you.
I'm gonna go away. Bye-bye.